Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes, I am.
And we're here with both Tori and Christine from the Long Island Alzheimer's Foundation, which is in Westbury now, which is, everybody knows, the new location is Westbury, which is tremendous because it's the center of the island. It really is. So it makes more sense in a new location. And we're just going over some of the different things that the LIAF offers to families who are dealing with dementia. And it's getting worse and worse, unfortunately. And the point of this program and so many things is people don't realize and they go through these things alone. And then they find out, oh, there was an organization. And it really, it behooves every senior. You know, you suspect something. The senior centers try to help you and direct people in your, you know, I'm sure you see that. That people is, I know the name. I've known it for years, but I'm quasi-involved. You know, people don't. And after the death of somebody, it never fails. Like within 2 months, you find out, it's like, what? There was a place mom could have been going for the last 2 years?
Well, one of the things that we're focusing a lot this year is making people aware of where we are and who we are, which we were speaking about earlier on the show, because we want to make sure people know that we are here now to help with this disease and be able to help the families get through this and be able to, not only with our programs, that we have social workers that provide one-on-one counseling. We can have family meetings. We can give resources out of, you know, in the community that could be helpful for them, just, you know, besides, you know, our programs and services. So we want to have people know.
Right.
What exactly is happening?
I have just one general question. You know, you have degrees of Alzheimer's, and some of it's very simple, meaning, you know, not simple. Is it really Alzheimer's? He's a little forgetful, or my mother forgot something, but now she's good for the next month, and then she forgot something. You know, at what point do you think a person comes to LIAF versus just the earlier conversation, the senior center? And I'm talking from a caregiver, which I'm not, but I'm talking from, like, what should you be looking for to turn around and say, you know, Mom, I think you need a little bit more than just going with your friends on a Sunday and a Tuesday afternoon for lunch?
Well, I mean, I think a lot starts to happen with the short-term memory and the changes that they might see in their loved one with short-term. Long-term memory stays much longer with this disease, but short-term definitely changes. There could be things with, like we say, forgetting names, forgetting places. It could be judgment. Some of the things that they thought of before and the way they saw things, their judgment gets very impaired. So, you know, little things of if someone was in charge of a checkbook and they just start looking at their family starts looking at their finances and realizing, well, so are they paying their bills on time? Are they not paying their bills on time? And a lot of conversations with families, it happens, well, they told me they were doing it, so I'm, you know, think it's okay. And even if it went in the mail, but do we know that they wrote the check with the right numbers on it to the right place? Mm-hmm. A lot of simple tasks that go on in the home, you could start to see these changes. Specifically, also if someone was driving as well, when they're in the car, are they going to the right place? Did they start to get lost those, you know, couple times? Well, I thought it was a left turn or it was a right turn. And everyone can have these mistakes, but when it starts to become a routine and it's happening more and more. And you worry about perception, too. Perception starts to change a lot with people that are affected.
I'll share a terrible story, but a good one. My mother was in the hospital 3 years ago, and unfortunately, while she was there, she died. But she goes to the hospital and she tells me, and my brothers were all there with her, don't let your father drive home, take the car. I said, why, Ma? Now, he's been driving. He doesn't know red and green. He doesn't know left from right. I said, what are you talking about? Oh, no, I'm always with him. I say, no, go left. No, it's the other way. No, you can go now. I said, what? She never told us. Well, we had no idea. It's like, and they only went to shopping and they went to church. Otherwise, he didn't drive. And, of course, we took the car that night, and he never had the car again, and he was alive for another couple of years. It's like, Ma. But for her, and I say it to people, she knew if she told us, she lost her mobility. Because and we used to take her to the doctor. He never took her to the doctor. So she had a doctor's appointment. We took her, myself and my brother and my sister. But just locally, when she went to get her hair done, he took her. And I was like, oh, my God. Everybody's looking like, do you believe this?
Well, that happens a lot because they, especially if they've married for a long time, they tend to protect
65.
Each other.
Yeah.
Protect each other and kind of you see signs that you wouldn't have seen before because they cover for certain behavior.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's another sign where if your behavior is changing or hygiene, if somebody's taking care of them, you might not notice it. And then if somebody does pass and all of a sudden their hygiene, they're not showering
right, okay,
as well.
Okay.
They're not, their clothes are not as clean, things like that. But that happens quite often.
Right, and honestly, and I'm aware of it, not professionally, but just like doing the show and stuff, never in my wildest dream because he never seemed bad when you're talking to him. I mean, he would forget stuff, but it was he forgets stuff all his life.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like, that's not left, go the other way.
Yep.
And those are the issues that, you know, you're not paying attention. I mean, then, you know.
Well, it's also, you know, there are a lot of times where children do not live close to their parents. Mm-hmm. And I was just speaking with the social workers after the holidays, and we get a lot of phone calls after the holidays because kids come home and they see their parents and they realize, wow, these things are changing, their behaviors are changing, things in their home are changing. Just the way they deal with each other and interacting. They may not be speaking as much because word retrieval is a big thing with Alzheimer's. If they may not be able to get the word that they're thinking of, they won't continue in the conversation as much. So they may tend to retreat and not be as communicative.
As a speech therapist, which is what I am, I will then ask you, have you had any exposure or have been able to work with augmentative alternative communication materials? Do you know what that's about?
Tell me a little bit because I feel like I've been like I had just met with someone recently and about a machine. So I'm
that's
tell me
correct.
A,
that's
okay.
correct.
That's yes.
Could be a machine. It could be low tech as far as we would make picture boards and things that are, let's say, focused on past events of the family and other things which help with word retrievals and so on. Just thought I'd bring it up since it came in at this moment.
No, I think that's a great idea. As a matter of fact, just 2 weeks ago, we're starting educational programs as well on the weekends. Once a month, Saturday program, trying to give to the caregivers and people in the community different options if they feel that that might be an issue. And we did have audiologists, I guess that would, or who were going to come in on Saturday. Unfortunately, they weren't able to make it, but they did drop off materials for the individuals who came. It's 11:30 to 1. Once a month on a Saturday, we have a tour of the facility and a presentation for an hour. And that was the presentation.
There is a wealth of material, and there is also support financially if you qualify for it. And it's a great assistance. It can be as savvy as an app on your cell phone where you can bring it up and, again, there is a backup so that what you just mentioned, word retrieval, and then they pull out, if they have it in front of them, it can be very helpful. They may hear it, and then the conversation can keep rolling.
Well, right, and as Christine is saying about these presentations on Saturday, too, because we have a big one on May 5th where we're actually, it's going to be called the Brain and Hearing Fair, and we're going to be able to get the people that come to the fair that day have their hearing tested because there's a lot that's also been out there about brain and the hearing. So I think that with the foundation, we're looking to work with a lot of different organizations with the, you know, different, if it's speech, if it's hearing, to really try and help our participants as, you know, as best as we can, because it's not just the services that we offer. Yeah, on May 5th, Senator Phillips is going to be sponsoring our event. So we're really excited about it. I mean, we have events on Saturday scheduled to October.
Just before you go, what's the phone number? I mean, people are listening. Like, you know, we should give out a phone number if somebody wants to call you.
So,
which is my fault not asking.
Yeah, no. So it's 516-767-6856.
516-767-6856. And anybody can call 311, because now that we've said it, then we'll have it in 311. So you call the town of North Hempstead, they will send you then over to LIAF, which is – it's important because, I mean, it may not be the appropriate place, but Christine or Tori, somebody is going to answer the phone and say, guess what, you should be going here. You know, it's not appropriate at this time.
Absolutely. Yes. Anybody can come in at any time and take a tour as well.
Okay.
If they want to come in on their own or if they want to bring their loved one in with them, they can just call up. I'm there, or any of the social workers, if they're free, would be happy to walk around and just explain our programs and
Perfect.
What we have to
Perfect.
Offer.
Because I think one of the most important parts is that I feel like so many times people are so scared and to take that next step. And, we want to just be able to, get them in, hold your hand and be able to make you feel comfortable that it's okay if someone is starting to show signs that there's services, there's program, there's help for people, and that you should not be alone and not feel like you can't reach out.
I think that's the most important thing, because I'm sure it's the spookiest thing in the world that I'm talking to you and I know that you don't know what's going on.
And there's a lot of burden for caregivers, and they feel bad that if they were not taking care of their loved ones. But you, like we say, you can be only the best caregiver if you take care of yourself.
Right.
So if you can get that break, and we can take
care of
them. And
today there's so many, a place like LIAF. We had this conversation, I don't remember who it was recently, years ago, like nursing homes and assisted living and daycare. I was against them all. We had my grandparents in our basement. I carried them to the bathrooms and stuff. Mm. And my wife stayed home with our kids until they were like 13, 14. Then she went to work. The opportunity, and now I turn around and say, I'm an idiot. Because the organizations that are out there would train professionals like you guys. You can't give that to your grandparent in the basement. You can love them, but they got so much more opportunities to go to an organization. No, that's my belief.
Well, the stimulation is very, very important.
Oh, absolutely.
But what I'm hearing, and I think is so important, is that, yes, the person has this, it is very difficult for them. But as a caregiver, and I've sat in on a case in Garden City where I think the man felt so isolated, the caregiver, that I don't even want to tell you what I was sitting there on what kind of trial it was. I don't think I have to go much further. It's so imperative that both people are dealt with so that you don't feel so alone. Both of you feel alone.
Yes, and the two different ways they are feeling alone, and we want to be able to help them. And the caregiver, there's such a high level of burnout for the caregiver, and they're the ones that are missing all of the crucial appointments, or missing taking care of their needs because they're worried about their loved one, and that's the person that could end up in trouble, and that's why we want to be able to support them and make them feel like they're not alone.
I thank you. Actually, we're out of time, believe it or not. Tori and Christine from LIAF, I want to thank you guys so much. Congratulations and good luck in Westbury.
Thank you.
And then you'll definitely be on again. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.